Marvelicious Toys is brought to you in part by Dorkside Toys. At DorksideToys.com, you can get the latest Marvel toys, as well as Star Wars, G.I. Joe, The Walking Dead, and more. Run by toy fans, you can be assured your order will be given great attention and packed with care. Sign up to their social channels now for stock alerts, reviews, and toy and movie news. DorksideToys.com. You'd be a dork not to shop there. Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 131 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And this is Justin.
It's chimichanga time, folks.
Officially?
We're speculating that we may be having some chimichangas. Possibly in the future. Not really sure here.
I hear that things are very close to chimichangas. That's right. It looks like Deadpool will be once again played by Ryan Reynolds, which makes me so happy because I was beyond angry, beyond sad when they leaked that Deadpool test footage, and I'm like, this movie rocks so much, I can't believe we're not getting this movie!
Yeah, that was the last little bit that locks it in for me. It's like, if they would have come out and said, you know, they cast Deadpool and somebody else, I kind of would have lost a good deal of interest, I think, because, come on, Ryan Reynolds needs to be Deadpool.
Totally, that test footage, I think, proves it for anybody who had any doubts.
And the fact that he didn't get to be Deadpool in the Wolverine movie, you know?
Just because it wasn't a Deadpool anybody liked.
Or had ever seen before. Like, they just kind of made that up. But yeah, that's exciting for me. Well, with the side note that once it's official, it'll be exciting for me.
Yes. It may be official by the time this show comes out. As of this recording, it's labeled official, but not officially official yet.
It's officially speculated that he may possibly be, maybe, Deadpool.
But we do know Benedict Cumberbatch is Doctor Strange. He was already Strange, and he's already been a doctor. No, he was a Sherlock, not a doctor.
Right.
What's going to be weird is having Robert Downey Jr. and Benedict Cumberbatch on screen together. That's two Sherlock Holmes in one screen.
Yeah.
But really, only one of them's good.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No.
I don't have strong feelings for him one way or the other. Like, I thought he made a perfectly good con. I think he's got a demanding voice. I'll give him that. Like, when he speaks, you kind of, whoa, what did he say?
I like him a Smaug, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great dragon.
But we are back with our last regular episode of the year. This is going to be big because it's almost a new year, the year of Avengers 2. We're talking about all the movies that are coming out in 2016. Got some good movies coming out in 2015, though. But if you didn't hear our last show, our annual holiday special, if you will, it is the gift guide for all things Marvel, so check that out, issue 130 in the archives. And as we mentioned on that show, while you're doing your holiday shopping, please be sure to use the links from MarveliciousToys.com. It really is important to help keep the show going. Only if you click the links on our page do people like our sponsors at Dorkside Toys know that you're hearing about them from us. And I know a lot of you guys, I see the stats, you hear us through iTunes and wherever, but we really do need you to hit our homepage. And as we also said last time, one reminder, when you're doing your holiday shopping, be sure to pick up some toys and drop them off in the Toys for Tots bin. By the time you're hearing this, the collection deadline is probably approaching pretty quick in your area. We have had it happen in the past, Marjorie and I. Last year, we bought a bunch of toys, those figure 8-packs at Walmart for Toys for Tots. And then they're big, and we're like, oh, we'll take them next weekend. And then we had to race because it was the final collection day. And we had to find a store that still had a collection bin that we could put these, like, 24 action figures in.
Oh, man. Well, and this time of year, it's like over at Toys R Us, it feels like there's constantly some sort of buy one, get, you know, 20% off or 40% off of action figures. Even like Star Wars and Batman and stuff like that. It doesn't have to be Marvel stuff. Kids like all these different toy lines. So next time you're in Toys R Us, check out which ones are on sale and pick up an extra one for the bin.
Or just, I think most Toys R Us's do this. When you check out, they're like, Would you like to donate $1, $5, or $10 to Toys for Tots? That's another way to go, too.
Yep.
And on Black Friday, we went out shopping.
The stores were dead.
Yeah, everybody did Gray Thursday, so it really didn't matter. But the only thing we bought on Black Friday were Toys for Toys for Tots. We went over to the Ross, which was having a pretty deep discount, and we bought toys for kids, not for collectors. I got a little kid Spider-Man bowling set, because when I was like 4, I had a plastic bowling set I used to love setting up and knocking down, and some Ultimate Spider-Man balls.
You guys are braver than me. I stayed in on Black Friday. Just nothing caught my eye enough to get me out of the warmth of my house.
Yeah, it wasn't really that bad. There was just no sale. But the big question, the question I have, I've even texted you and you did not reply. Did you buy the Sonic Blast Iron Man?
You know, I hemmed, I hawed, and when I came right down to it, I decided even at $10, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. You know what? Because I was actually in Toys R Us on, I believe, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And at that time, there was like a 2-day grace period for Toys R Us card members to get the Black Friday savings then, you know? So I could have picked it up on Wednesday before Black Friday for the $10 at the store. And so I thought about it. I was looking at it and rolling it around. And I looked at that arm again. And I think I ultimately decided that that Sonic arm does not come off. I thought it did, but just looking at it more, I think it's permanent. So I left it there. I know it's disappointing to you because you would like to think that I waste my money on stupid stuff sometimes too.
Two? That would imply somebody else on this show does.
Marjorie.
No.
I was wondering, and to be honest, your affection for that figure had me hemming and hawing on it. I'm like, is there something I'm missing? Is there some way in which this is cool? And there is just a lowering of expectations as the dollar price comes down. There's a book I read called Cooler by the Lake, and it's a really good book about, it's a comedy, but it's about this guy who's not very bright, not very good with money, and if it's a dollar, he'll buy it. His trademark saying is, what the if it's only a buck. And so almost was like, oh, what the it's only 10 bucks. And then I'm like, no. I hit add to cart, but I never hit checkout.
I'll open up a little bit. I'll tell you where my affection comes from for that piece is that way back before we even started or thought about doing Marvelicious Toys, the Iron Man 1 line did have a 12-inch electronic Iron Man figure. And guess what? I bought that thing back then. Because at that point, nobody was making 12-inch figures of any kind. Hot Toys hadn't started yet. And so to me, that was my stand-in with my other icon-size Marvel Legends figures. So I always had that one. And then, you know, this new one was a little bit smaller. It wasn't truly 12 inches. And the thing on his arm really just sealed the deal for me.
Well, if neither of us broke down for that, there are a few things to talk about in
the Spectacular Store Report.
All right, I honestly forgot. I did go out again Black Friday, as I had said I was going to on that show when I said I wasn't leaving the house except for going to work and this other stop. It was Record Store Day, otherwise known as Give Arnie the Big Middle Finger from Record Store Day.
Well, I'd like to point out that other than Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, we have one measly record store in town. And it's called Recycled Records, so they don't really sell a whole bunch of new stuff.
Well, I'd never participated in Record Store Day before, but I had no idea that it is exactly like Free Comic Book Day, only not free. It's actually really expensive, but with Free Comic Book Day, whenever they release comics, you gotta start looking at the fine print. And this comic is at all the Free Comic Book Day participants, but these comics are only at the gold level participants. And this comic is only for the platinum level. It turns out Record Store Day did that too, only I didn't see that on the site. I walked into Recycled Records and I go, yeah, you guys have the Record Store Day stuff? And they pointed me at literally 2 milk crates, just plastic milk crates with records. And I'm looking through them. And these records for Record Store Day are like 70 bucks. The cheapest was 25.
25 is the new 70.
I remember when I bought, I'm old, but I remember records were $4.99.
I don't know when records were $4.99.
The 70s.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like you went to a place that's more into collectible vinyl rather than a current record store. But I don't know what a current record store is anymore.
The first floor of this one is a furniture store.
This is true, but I asked the guy, I said, did you get any cassettes? He goes, nope, we weren't on the list to get the cassettes or the CDs. You give CDs at free record store day? What is going on here? Is there MP3s at record store day? I'm not getting this. But it wasn't just me. We have a friend, Alex, up in Chicago, who went to his record store participating in record store day. Same thing. There were tiers of stores, and you had to find one that got the cassettes. And a couple of nice listeners on our Facebook page were like, yes, ours got them and got quite a few. I'll go back. Of course they were gone because the freaking scalpers, I try not to complain about them. This thing is getting listed at 50 to 80 on eBay. It was $9.99.
Whoa, that's crazy.
It's angering me.
Might be the easiest thing to bootleg too.
There are, quote unquote, it was actually listed as prop replica. Somebody just recorded the songs on a cassette and hand wrote Awesome Mix Volume 1.
Oh, so were you not able to get your hands on one, even through Facebook friends?
Nope, nobody was able to get me one. I'm putting out a call for help from listeners if anybody can find that record store day cassette. But at this point, I absolutely refuse to be the cooler and pay $50 for that when it was not a record store day exclusive, but a record store day first item. So there's a chance it may see wider release down the road.
Yeah, and let me look around my town. I kind of live in a music hipsterish type of area. We have quite a few local record stores, so let me pop around town and see if I can't get my hands on one too.
I appreciate that, because yeah, but it really went due to the popularity of it. I honestly think all of them are on eBay. Every single one is on eBay. But it's funny. I did a saved search, and I'd be like 64 new listings yesterday. Then I'm like, okay, let's refine the safe search. Price less than $25. Zero results found.
Wow. Wow. Well, it is a cool collectible. I just don't know it at that price.
I'm not going to do 50 for it. I pointed out to Marjorie, I've got it on vinyl. And I do actually own a record player that works. Not that I would ever play it. I mean, Google Store was giving away the MP3 album for free. I posted that to our Facebook page. You could get all the songs for $0. So given that I have it in MP3 format, I have it on CD, I have it on vinyl, I don't know that I'd ever take the shrink wrap off this cassette. So it's nice for a $10 collectible, maybe even 10 plus shipping for a $50 plus shipping collectible. That's a joke, right?
Seriously, especially something that you could hand make. Like, that's no joke. You can make something that looks just like that.
My handwriting isn't that good.
Okay, but you could download, I'm sure somebody has a scan of it. You could download it, print it, cut it out, put it in a cassette. J card thing or whatever. So what's a case? Cassette case? I don't know. What are they called anymore?
Yeah, cassette case.
Right. So, but you're paying for is the authenticity of this. And you're right. $10 is about the right price. Beyond that, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And we did get an email from a listener who listened to our last show. And I guess I need to clarify. I understand that there are vinyl collectors. And I've heard since the day CDs were announced, because I'm old enough to remember that day, people going, my records sound better. But you know what nobody ever said? My cassette sounds better. I can get the vinyl thing. I called them hipsters last show. I apologize if it offended anyone. I understand audiophiles love records and needles. I personally hate them because they scratch and you need to replace the needles. And if you're not Jam Master J, I don't know why you gotta have a turntable, but I know there's people who like it.
But I have very fond memories of that pop and hiss when you first put that needle down.
Oh yeah, yeah. And there's something to be said for that nostalgia as well as the rich sound vinyl gives. So putting it out on vinyl and even charging $70 for vinyl, that's great. I actually saw Guns N' Roses' Appetite for Destruction on vinyl for $25 at the record store. I'm like, that is so amusing because it was so much cheaper when I bought it.
Well, about 5 years ago, Best Buy started selling vinyl, remember?
Mm-hmm. That didn't last.
No.
But nobody is sitting around scratching for a cassette, except for possibly my father, who still walks with his cassette Walkman. He may really want the songs from the 70s to rock out to as he's going on his walk for circulation purposes. But other than him, I don't know anybody's dying for this.
It's just too bad he didn't get abducted in the late 70s and it could have been an 8-track.
Oh.
It's all the sounds of the 70s. I mean,
no kidding.
It really should have been like Kajagoogoo and Flock of Seagulls if he was in the 80s.
Yeah, the music was from well before the time of Abduction.
I guess I'm creating the totally awesome mix.
There you go. Is it like that 80s show?
But I did have luck with another hard-to-find Guardians item. Finally, that Lego Rocket Raccoon Toys R Us exclusive polybag figure. It had been spotted. I'd been stalking my Toys R Us. I called our store one night, and they're like, yeah, we don't have any idea if we have it or not. Went to the store the day it was supposed to be released when they were having the Lego release party. Walked all around. They were all talking about a free Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle set. There were big signs, free Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle set. I go back to the Marvel Lego section. There's a sign, I kid you not, literally the size of a post-it note that says free Guardians of the Galaxy Lego. Like giant 8.5 by 11 free Mutant Ninja Turtle Legos. Post it for Guardians. So I go up to the desk and I'm like, it says please take to counter. Where are they for me to take to the counter? They're like, well, they're behind the counter. So even their post-it had bad instructions.
Jeez.
But I'm like, okay, it's behind the counter. Are they available for purchase? Nobody's asked that yet. So they try to ring it up. They're like, yeah, it's $4.99. Okay, I will take three.
I think my experience is much easier. I happened to be at Toys R Us and I was checking out with something else and I saw them sitting in a box behind the counter. I'm like, hey, how much are those? And she's like, I think they're $5. I was like, can I get two? She's like, sure. She added them to my total and that was it.
Your story is much easier.
Yes.
It's kind of a fun little thing. I mean, I had this Rocket Raccoon because it is the San Diego Comic-Con variant Rocket Raccoon in his Nova Corps outfit. And not that many pieces, but it has a couple of special things. First, it has Stick Groot.
It does. He's really cute. Also, I'm not good at putting Legos together. I'm just going to say that. I got frustrated by this 5-piece Lego set and had to have Arnie do it.
Wow.
I know. I can do calculus, damn it. But I can't put together Legos.
We're going to have to take you back to Duplo.
I couldn't even read the instructions. I'm like, nope, just do it.
Well, there weren't great instructions for Rocket Raccoon either. The one piece I had the issue with was the tail. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if the tail had to go up or down, and it doesn't stand if the tail is down. So it's a tail up kind of thing. But he also comes with, and this is where they get you, a sticker sheet for additional decals. You guys know how much I love decal sheets.
Oh, yeah.
For the Milano. So you can actually vary into your Milano to have different stickers on it.
Oh, brother. Are you serious? So like some kid somewhere is convincing his mom that he needs 2 more Milano sets?
Or yes. Some husband somewhere is convincing his wife, maybe in this recording studio.
Is your other wife here?
That's the $80 set, right?
I'm hoping for a post-Christmas sale. But yeah, right now on Amazon, the Milano set is $69.97.
All right.
I think we can officially call that the $70 one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a special sheet. It's got some cool stickers on there. I don't know if necessarily you need to put them all on your Milano, but I kind of liked the I Heart 80s sticker.
So let me ask you this. Did the sticker sheet actually cause a little bit of panic in you thinking you need more Milanos to put it on?
It didn't cause panic. I just said, yes, of course I do.
Okay, because I saw the sticker sheet on the bag and decided I wasn't even worth opening it up. Something inside me was just like, ah, screw it. I'm going to lose that and it's not going to be complete and I'm not going to want to have... I thought they went on Rocket somewhere.
I thought okay, so you could I have did like- too. And I panicked. I'm like, there's more stickers in his body.
I actually wondered that for a moment myself because I'm like, an I Heart 80s sticker? Does Rocket even know what the 80s are?
Is that a thing?
I was thinking perhaps I had bought too many of the monies because I'm like, is it that I can just make him whatever I want the way the monies come and I just do whatever I want to with it?
Yeah, that was a shot directly at collectors because most kids would just be like, oh, cool stickers and forget about it. But they knew what they were doing with that sheet.
Yeah.
They were upselling.
And it's a way to get the Comic-Con exclusive figure, though. If you don't need his craft, you just want the little Lego minifigure. Now, if they did that with a collector, I'll be kicking myself to the bank and back.
Yeah. I don't think they will.
No, no, no. They never did with Spider-Woman.
They don't like to punish the collectors. They like to tease us. There's a difference.
I don't know. I think a few of them at Comic-Con are indeed collector sadists.
The people at the booth?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm saying the company overall.
Okay, no, the people at the booth. No, no, you need to go here to get your little minifigure. We sent them there.
And they went.
Look at them scurry.
Well, I mean, yeah, beyond that type of stuff, I've been a little more heartened going to the toy aisle and seeing things starting to restock. Nothing really new, but I've been seeing things that were previously hard to find showing up again. Like over in the Infinite series, how long ago did the Red She-Hulk wave come out?
That was really early this year.
Yeah, that feels like a long time ago. Well, I found a Red She-Hulk sitting on the pegs at Target.
Wow.
Yeah, that whole wave was there, and I've been seeing a lot more of the Death's Head wave floating around between Target and Toys R Us as well, so that's kind of cool. And then also, I've seen throughout the different lines of Marvel Legends figures, I've seen Rocket Raccoon quite a few times now, the AIM soldiers from the Captain America line, even Hydra soldiers as well. So somebody there is like, all right, let's get some of these more hard-to-find figures back out there.
That's very cool. I have honestly not braved stores since Black Friday, but I don't know that I need any more. I'm good with my two AIM soldiers, one to put on each side of MODOK, but those are honestly the first troop builder I've found in the Legends line that I just love so damn much.
Yeah, they're good figures, and they're hard to pass up. Like, I didn't pick any extra up, but it's nice to know that troop builders like that are getting back out there.
Yeah.
What I did pick up was the Red She-Hulk, because I hadn't seen her since I believe I ordered that from Dorkside Toys how long ago. And if you remember when we reviewed it, I opened mine up and her arm broke off right away. So I've been looking for a replacement all this time. It's been sold out on Hasbro Toy Shop. It's always $18 and up on secondary sites. So I was happy to find one. I get her home, open her up, and her damn arm breaks off again.
Oh my God, what are you doing to your figures?
Taking them out of the package. This time I was even very careful. Like, I wonder if it's just maybe a problem. So I like took her fist out of the little holes in the tray and do-do-do-do-do, arm off.
Wow.
I'm like, okay. So I don't know. It might be sending an email to the folks at Hasbro to find out what's going on here.
Of course, you know what you'll get back is, please send us the defective product. We will send you back a product that may or may not be of the same style.
Right. You're going to get a Ben 10 figure.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, whoever pulled Justin in the Marvelicious Toys gift exchange, what he needs is a loose Red She-Hulk.
With working arms.
Specifically loose. Do not send it carded. He will break it.
Yeah, it's not like I'm hulking him out of there. Like, I'm being careful. It's the only figure I've had this problem with for a while.
I had no problems getting mine out. Admittedly, I've only opened the one, but I guess I feel really lucky for a change now. Usually, I feel like I have the bad luck. Now, I found the one with the working arm.
Well, I would just say be careful reposing her, because it just feels like the shoulder plastic joint is really brittle. That's where it keeps snapping, right where the shoulder goes into the body.
Noted.
And that's your public service announcement for this week, folks. Careful with your Red She-Hulks.
Red She-Hulk. The same pose as the Green She-Hulk, but more fragile.
Right.
Well, I did pick up a couple other Marvel collectibles online.
Sales to astonish.
I said they'd get me. They got me. Sideshow Collectibles. They got me two different ways. They came out with their next set of premium art prints. And again, they did one DC, Harley Quinn this time, which of course sold out in a blink. One Court of the Dead, which was available for quite a while. And then one Marvel, Psylocke. In a very similar pose to the exclusive edition premium format figure with the arm at the 45 degrees and the side blade and the...
Wait, did you say it's Psylocke or side boob?
I said Psylocke.
Oh, because it looks like side boob.
I don't see any side boob. There's quite a bit of the gluteus maximus visible in the print.
Yeah, but then if you work your way up to where a side boob would be and boom!
There's side boob. And butt.
Dead center of the picture.
It has now made me wonder if the fact that her unitard is soft goods meant I was supposed to give her a wedgie. Is this what I was supposed to do, but they made it a little bit more modest, and it's like a onesie bathing suit that is fully covering her buttocks?
Oh, that thing is up in her business.
Yeah, was I supposed to pull it away to expose that?
Perhaps you should go try it. Let's watch.
Yeah, is it sculpted in such a way that you can wedge that up in there? Or?
I don't know. He's turning the statue to see if he can make it a thong. Oh, no, she has kind of a thong, but not as severe as it. This is more of a French cut unitard. He's fiddling with...
Having performed my experiment, I cannot give her the full wedgie that she has given in this art print, but I can expose more gluteus maximus. I can expose medius, gluteus medius.
All right.
But if you look at the picture on the Sideshow site, having that print with that statue is an awesome, awesome dual display.
Yeah, no, I mean, aside from that, it is just cool looking art.
And it is limited to 150 pieces.
Whoa.
So it was sold out before I ever even remembered it was going on sale. They put these on sale Monday morning. Who is thinking Monday morning? I don't care if I have 3 cups of coffee. Monday morning is not the time for me to be up and at them for a pre-order.
No.
So here's how they got me twice. I joined that wait list. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Within 12 hours. Congratulations! We found one for you!
Wait no more!
That's like when the car salesman goes, I have to talk to my manager.
Right.
So in December, I will have in person one of these art prints. $80 is the price of a more expensive print on nice paper from a convention or something, but it hit me as I ordered this, what Sideshow's doing. They're trying to elbow in on the Mondo crowd. You look at $80 posters on these high-grade papers and very low edition numbers. They're wanting Mondo's business.
But the art prints just aren't as nice.
They're not as stylized. They're very much in the style of Sideshow's statue. They're not doing the really artsy designs of a Mondo, but I think that's who they're going for. I think that's the target audience by releasing an $80 print on high-grade paper and limiting it to 150 pieces.
I think you might have just paid $80 for a large format inkjet printed picture. Do you see this? What's in the box? You get an 18 by 24 inch unframed giclée print, 100% cotton acid-free matte museo rag, Epson Archive inks. Epson makes inkjet printers.
Very good printers. I have an Epson.
Right, but okay. At 150, I can't imagine them going on a proper press, but yikes. $80 for an inkjet printout is... You'll have to let me know how it is. I mean, it sounds like they're using good paper and good ink, but, you know, maybe you get one where the ink started to run out halfway through. You get that rainbowing effect.
Wow, I did not notice the Epson ink.
Uh-oh.
How many prints do I need to buy before I could have just bought the printer?
Exactly. You're only like 3 away.
Giclée's for everybody then.
Know what I'm getting everyone for Christmas? Oh, these are expensive. A single black ink cartridge for the archival ink. It's on sale right now for only $230.
Ah, okay.
That is pricey for a printer.
And then if you need magenta, $230. Cyan, $230. Light magenta, $230.
Okay, so it's better quality than your just standard. I'm not even talking like your standard home printer. You know, they've made large format printers for quite a while now that I can print you out an 11 by 17 on a high gloss on my work printer. But this is probably going to be way better quality than that. Just don't get your coffee anywhere near it.
Well, I also broke down and bought something else.
What now?
I went to Infinity and Beyond. I finally broke down and bought the Marvel Infinity game.
You did?
I did. It was an impulse buy, but I've been keeping an eye on the price of that collector's set that has the Frost Giant and the nice display base and all the figures. And shop.marvel.com had a deal, 25% off all Infinity figures, including the collector's sets and free shipping. So I got this $180 set for $135 shipped.
Are you ever going to play it?
Yes.
Okay.
He has to now.
So when we come back with our next show next year, I'll let you know how that is. I also picked up, since it was 25% off, the Venom figure, because I hear he's fun to play in the game. And finally online from our sponsor, Dorkside Toys. They have a lot of stuff going on. If you're a Star Wars collector, they have gotten their Black Series Wave 6 as well as some of their Rebels figures in. And in terms of Marvel, they have got Marvel Select Hulk, Carnage, and more, including Deadpool, who they say they can barely keep them in stock. In the Marvel Pop, they've got the Thor Wave with that awesome Heimdall with the big gold helmet.
Yeah.
And then, as we mentioned last show, the Avengers Age of Ultron Marvel Select movie Hulk is there, and they've now confirmed he is 10 inches tall. Plus tons of reaction figures, Walking Dead, G.I. Joe, and more, all at Dorkside Toys. And remember to use the link from our homepage at MarveliciousToys.com.
This just in, news from the web!
Hot Toys got me again.
This isn't a surprise, Arnie. You don't need to sound like, oh my god, I can't believe I bought another one. They're so easy to resist.
Well, I haven't bought it yet.
Because, okay, you know what the W stands for.
Because it's not available. It's another exclusive. Much like the Midas and all of that, now comes the Hot Rod Mark 22. And this one has a backstory. Tony Stark designed the Mark 22 armor as War Machine 2.0 prototype suit in Iron Man 3. Must be a cutscene. This lightly armed suit is built with versatility in mind, being able to dodge obstacles and move around midair more swiftly. Tony Stark was just about to jump into the suit in the movie before it got attacked by an extremist soldier. It earned the name Hot Rod, as its arms and legs designs resemble the classic American hot rod with flames.
Yeah, so what it is it's the Iron Patriot armor, just painted up pretty darn cool. It's like the classic War Machine colors up top, the gunmetal gray and the black and the silver, and then the arm gauntlets, and from like the thigh down goes into red. And then here's why I can't get it, because if you look at his shins, he's got flame effects on his legs, and I have a tattoo that looks pretty similar to those on my leg now.
I was thinking that, actually, when I saw this. I'm like, why does that make me think of Justin? So that you can't get it? I think that would make you have to get it.
See, that would mean that people who already make fun of my tattoo would see that and be like, see, look, it's all about the Hot Rod flames for you.
Well, now you have a nickname, Hot Rod.
No.
Cool beans.
Cool beans. Cool beans.
But, I mean, Justin, this thing's die-cast, and it has your tattoo. I don't know how you can't get it. You could say, look, my tattoo is so cool, Iron Man ripped me off.
Very true. No, it is. I mean, it's sweet-looking. It is. As much as I did not like the look of the Midas armor, this one, wow, I do like the way it looks. And it's going to be tempting not to click order when we figure out when and how to get this.
I'm going to click order. You know how these exclusives are. So I'm just hoping that it does come here, but I'm not going to make the mistake I made with the Midas. I'm going to wait at least a year before I eBay.
Yep. And probably shouldn't take too long. The Midas was just a repaint, too. This is a repaint of the Iron Patriot, so I won't say it won't take too long.
Well, this is first going to be available at the Toy Soul 2014 event in Hong Kong, December 19th to the 21st. And then after that, there will be more details for overseas sales. So it's very possible, I dare say probable, that Sideshow will get some, but it will be one of those that sells out in the day, or possibly a couple days at most.
When's the Iron Man fatigue gonna hit?
I don't know.
I think with Age of Ultron, when they start the Ultron house party protocol, I mean, you saw that scene with like 18 Ultrons flying up.
Yeah.
Because let's face it, I mean, this is ripe for fatigue, right?
Listen, there's only 42 they have to make.
Okay.
And we joked around at first that they would never do that, but good gravy.
They're getting close.
We're getting close.
The press release said they're happy to continue expanding the house party protocol. And look at the bright side. We already have seen Marks 43 and 44. There might be a 45 in Age of Ultron, but the odds of getting past 50, even with Captain America Civil War, seem pretty slim.
I don't know. It is Tony Stark.
And then there's the battle damage versions, and anyway.
We're going to need a whole house dedicated to Iron Man.
I'm telling you, just dig that hole out like you had in the movie and make that your Hall of Armor underground.
Yep.
Well, I do need to extend an apology to our listeners, because on our holiday gift guide, I said that for this show, I was going to make it a point to be able to review the Hot Toys House Party Protocol pods. You know, the styrofoam where you're supposed to display your Iron Man, and it comes with some LEDs and may or may not stack stably.
Right.
I didn't fulfill that promise. I just didn't get to it because I've been taking pictures of some other stuff that I do want to talk about real quick, because I think we should play catch up on some of the things we've reviewed in the past. First up, Our long national nightmare is at an end, and the long-awaited package that Marjorie has stalked at the doorstep is here. No, I don't mean play imaginative, because don't be silly.
Oh, come on. Pshaw.
But there's another one. It turns out my wife is very impatient with orders.
I don't think I was being impatient.
I guess I'm overly patient, then.
Am I not being patient with play imaginative? Well, we're going on, like, 18 months.
No, you're not being patient. You're just, you have no choice, but that's not being patient.
I think people would side with me on this one, on all of this, but go ahead.
3D plus me. Admittedly, Marjorie was right to be a little impatient, because weeks and weeks passed from San Diego Comic-Con.
They said 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes. Which I, being a pre-order person, read as 3 to 5 months. But one by one, strangely, which I never expected, because it wasn't 4 separate orders, it was 2 separate orders. But one by one, the 3D plus me figure started to trickle in. First, Marjorie got her MODOK. Then, a couple weeks later, Marjorie got her Black Widow. Then, about the next day after she got her Black Widow, I got my Iron Man. And as I talked about here, they sent me the 6-inch Iron Man, so I had to mail them and say, you sent me an Iron Man way too small.
I've measured.
I did, because I got the Iron Man in the crouching pose, and so it's, of course he's going to be shorter than Black Widow, but I'm like, he still looks like a hobbit next to Marjorie's Black Widow. So I had to measure from knee to ankle on the two figures and go, yeah, he is much smaller knee to ankle than Black Widow is. I wanted to be really sure. And so I emailed them and they said, oh, we're very sorry for that. We're going to make you up a new one. So I got the 6-inch free and they're going to mail me my 8-inch. Great. And Marjorie's like, what about your MODOK? And I'm like, well, I didn't ask about the MODOK. I didn't get a wrong MODOK. Finally, a box arrives from 3D Plus Me. It's the right size. We open it up. It's Marjorie MODOK.
So I've got 2 MODOKs.
For reasons I cannot explain and 3D Plus Me can't explain, Marjorie received 2 MODOKs and a Black Widow. So maybe this is because they listened to the show and knew she was getting a little antsy.
Then play imaginative is listening to the show.
But we ended up with 3 Marjorie 3D Plus Me's and only 1 Arnie, and he was too small. Told you, I'm usually the one with the bad luck, Justin. Then finally a box comes, my 8-inch Iron Man arrives, and I feel justified. He is significantly bigger. But no MODOK. And finally, at Marjorie's prompting, I email them, and I'm like, thank you so much for correcting the Iron Man issue. I have my Iron Man. It's the right size now. Can I just get an ETA on the MODOK? Email back, we don't have any record of you ordering a MODOK. What? And I'm like, well, I did. I paid this amount. The email receipt was kind of weird, but I'm like, if you'd like, I will send you the email receipt that shows me paying you this amount. And they responded, no, we will trust you. Which says to me, like, they don't really. Like, well, he's trying to scam us here. But I paid you for a MODOK. I even offered the receipt. The response, no, we will trust you. But we have no record of the MODOK. We'll put it in immediately.
MODOK was your first choice.
Uh-huh.
MODOK was the whole reason for this happening.
I even have the MODOK me shirt.
Yeah.
So, finally, though, just about a week ago, and I was worried it wouldn't make it in time for the holidays, but the Arnie MODOK arrived, and it's worth the wait. These MODOKs are hysterical.
I think they're really cute.
They're a bit disturbing.
The 3D Plus Me stuff overall, we reviewed it previously when some of the other ones came in, and I did email them and ask, and they do print in color. These are color 3D printers, which I didn't even know existed. It does explain why there's some discoloration, like the backs of the MODOKs, and Justin, tell me if yours has this, because we talked about how you got photographed a different way, but at like 1/3 of the way through the back and 2/3 of the way through the back is a vertical stripe of a different color yellow.
Yeah, almost as if they were trying to make a metal look, like a shiny metallic banding going on there.
Oh, I didn't take it as that. I just thought it was discolored.
It does come off as discolored because the black kind of looks splotchy in areas. But yeah, I have 2 distinct yellow lines and 1 distinct blackish line.
I was really glad Marjorie had hers because when I got mine, I'm like, yes, I finally got it. Oh, there's lines on it that are wrong. And then I looked at Marjorie's. I'm like, oh, all of them have it.
I will say this. Looking at pictures of yours are more vibrant than the one I got. Like the purple on the legs and headband and arms looks a lot more bright and vibrant. Mine is more washed out. It almost looks like old faded purple jeans.
See, they're kind of lavender looking at him in person here.
It could just be the way the camera picks it up, but definitely the print on your faces is sharper than mine. Because if you guys don't remember, I told you that like with mine, it's a different process than what you guys got. You guys had your face scanned and it printed the contours of your face. Where mine is what I believe is a pre-existing face shape that they just printed a picture of my face over.
Yeah, I wouldn't know if they'd have separate 3D printers for those different things or if it would be the same printer and the way they apply your face to the 3D model would be different.
Well, it could be DPI issues too. Like if they used a cheaper camera on the unit that they used to take my picture than what they took yours with, that might be an issue too.
True, but that wouldn't affect the legs.
No. True. It could have just been out of purple that day.
But I'm actually really impressed with all these 3D plus me's. The MODOKs are a lot of fun. They were the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. You couldn't get those at Wizard World. The Iron Man, the fact that the helmet actually has space below my jaw there a little bit, so it like they print it out and it makes it look bigger than my face. The painting on them, I think the nostrils are a little weird. The nostrils on all the MODOKs and everything, it's like somebody went with a Sharpie and did dot, dot.
I don't think they did the noses exactly right, but it's okay. I think you and I have the same nose on it.
No, I think all of them. The Black Widow looks really good. The hair could be a little bit different on the Black Widow. It was a pretty stock hairstyle being really long. So when you change the hair, it makes it look less like the person. But I think the face is right there. And on the MODOKs and the Iron Man, I mean, it's clearly who it is. Nobody's going to question what's Marjorie's face doing on that weird circular blob. So if you're at a convention and 3D plus me is there, I can highly recommend their stuff. And honestly, 6-inch or 8-inch, it's not that big of a difference. I don't think that the 8-inch looks that much better than the 6-inch does.
Margie, what do you think?
I was going to withhold comment at this.
You like the 8-inches better?
Who doesn't?
That's a very good point.
But after giving 3D plus me all those compliments, I got a problem with their new product. Also gotten in the mail just before Thanksgiving were the super awesome me's that Marjorie and I were scanned for at New York Comic Con. This was not actually at the convention, but at Hasbro's press event. So full disclosure, so that we comply with the Federal Trade Commission, we didn't pay for these. We did pay for all the previous 3D plus me models. Maybe not all that we got, but we did pay for them.
I ordered and paid for an appropriate amount. Now, what they sent me was not what I ordered and paid for, but they told me to keep it.
We ordered 4 and got 6. Here, we paid for 0, but because of being at the press event, Marjorie got her face on an Iron Man body, and I got myself on a Captain America body.
Specifically, the Titans.
Yeah, as Justin pointed out previously when they were first announced, what these are is in partnership with Hasbro, taking a Titan action figure, printing a head, and sticking it on.
Yeah.
Now, there's a number of problems here. Now, we've reviewed a Titan figure in the past. When the line was new, you can go back into our archives, I bought a Titan Spider-Man and was instantly disappointed that for even $10, how cheap that thing was, they didn't paint the back. They only painted the front because that's all you can see until you're too late and bought it. These are not collector editions of the Titans. These are the same Titans you could go to Target and buy. Captain America has no paint on his back. Iron Man has no paint on his back.
Iron Man has like 4 different colors paint depending on what appendage you're looking at.
Yeah, because of the plastics, it's a dark red for chest and legs and then a brighter red for the arms.
Oh, bummer.
But then you add the 3D head to it.
Which has yet another shade of red that matches neither.
And it's a different texture.
It is what you would fear, Justin. It's the 3D printed gritty material on top of a plastic smooth Titan body.
Yes, so it makes a crappy figure even more noticeably bad.
Absolutely. But there's some other problems with this as well.
Yeah, I mean, one last thing on the Titan body. The paint apps are as sloppy as I've come to expect from Hasbro, and it's sad that that's my expectation, but the Iron Man has gold paint splattered all around, and the Captain America has red and white stripes outside the lines. And just to keep in mind, for people who are buying this, This is a $45 collectible. So you're not getting a better than $7 body on this $45 collectible. So then we get to the heads. And is the head worth that extra $36 you're paying?
Well, yours has a certain celebrity likeness, even though it was you.
I think they're using a less detailed scanning and 3D printing process on this because they cut my chin off and they overpainted my facial hair. And then they gave me the standard Captain America haircut, which isn't all that much different from my regular hair, though.
That's a little bit more poofy.
It's a little poofy, but I usually spike mine up. It's also, my hairline's a little further up. I'm not losing it. It's just I've always had a big forehead, like the leader. So I think I look like Eddie Murphy in the classic Saturday Night Live skit, White Like Me.
He does. Absolutely.
I can totally see that.
You see?
Come on, just take it. You don't have to pay for it.
I realized when no one's looking, white people give things to each other.
Oh, man.
That was my first reaction when I saw it, was I look like Eddie Murphy in this thing.
Let's just get some glasses and put them on there and finish the effect. And you're right. That's what you look like right there.
And I don't look like that at all in person. And I've been like looking in the mirror. What's the difference? And I think it comes down to the chin and the nose. I don't think they did the nose right because I do not have that kind of a nose. But this figure does that like rubber appliance Eddie Murphy wore in the skit.
See, I think these are using the same process that I got on my MODOK where the head already has a shape. So when they go to print this, it's already head shape one, and they're just overprinting the image of your face over that plastic.
Yes, that must be it, and that explains so much.
Yes, because that is not your face shape.
No, it's not at all, and that's, yeah, I have more rounded cheeks. Yeah, this, it doesn't look enough like me. It's got a, if you squint, kind of likeness. Now, Marjorie, I kind of blame the technician of the time for allowing to use a photo where it looks like you were blinking when they scanned you or something. It honestly looks like your figure had a stroke.
Yeah, my eyes are kind of closed. I don't know why. My eyes were open. I watched the little movie on the screen.
Yeah, I saw the photo, though. They included black and white photos on the bags they shipped in. The picture of you looked like it had a stroke, too. Now, you were drinking at the time, so I don't know what all was going on.
But I had my eyes open. Come on.
The tech should have at least picked a version of you with eyes open. But it's doubly funny because it looks like her eyelids are 3/4 of the way down, like she's looking down. But these are made inconsistently as well. The Iron Man Marjorie's neck joint is incredibly loose. So she's always like sad Batman. The head is constantly down with the chin on the chest.
I've got a bobblehead.
Oh.
And when I twist it, because that's part of the quote-unquote articulation, is you can turn the head, it felt like it was going to pop off in my hand. Whereas mine is so tight in the neck joint, I was scared to death that the 3D material was going to crumble as I tried to twist it with gentle application of pressure and not force it.
So, not worth $45, is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, if you're thinking about spending $45 on this, just bump up the price and get the 6-inch 3D plus me statue because it is so much better.
Yeah, I think you'll be much more satisfied. I mean, the Titan figures right away on this are kind of a downer.
And I think that in my mind, what they sold, what they said in the press release is get a personalized Marvel action figure. And you think you can pose that in certain ways and make heroic poses. I think they would have done better if the Titan figures weren't so dang stiff. They look like corpses with their arms straight down by their side and their legs straight out. If you even chose like those electronic figures which had action poses, it would be better. But here, I tried desperately to make these look cool in a heroic pose. Really, they have the articulation of Boris Karloff as Frankenstein. So,
well, yeah, so it sounds like they're disappointing from a collectible standpoint because obviously the Titan figures just aren't all that and the 3D printing isn't quite there yet. So let's look at it from like a gift for a kid standpoint. I don't know that I would spend $45 on a gift that I feel like half of it's going to be brittle and break the first time they drop it outside.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know, you got to be talking about a very, very young kid who's going to find it exciting to play with a figure that is this stoically posed. I view Titan figures as good for the 3 to 5 year old range, and they're not going to get that it's even pseudo them on top of it.
Right.
It's also pretty exclusionary because while they had a lot of characters on the side there, your choices were Iron Man or Captain America. There's nothing for females.
Anybody of color.
Well, why can't Iron Man be black?
Well, he could be.
Why can't Captain America be black? Heck, both of them are.
Yeah.
War Machine and Falcon's now Captain America.
Honestly, though, you could take the head on yours, Arnie, and pop it onto any Titan figure.
Well, I was talking to some Star Wars friends who were at that thing, and they got the Iron Man because they weren't into Marvel, but everybody loves Iron Man. And then they were kicking themselves for that exact reason, because they could have bought a Jedi Titan figure and popped the head off and put this on, right? Well, even Marjorie's loosey-goosey neck, I couldn't get that head off easily, and I'd be scared to death you're going to crumble the figure. I don't know. I never want to find out how brittle this 3D material is, but I can tell you that the amount of force I was giving is the maximum I felt safe applying before I started to really force something, which could snap it as well as pop it off.
Yeah. I mean, it comes off as a very brittle, heavy plastic feel.
Yeah.
You just know would chip and crack and break.
The one compliment I'll give it, Titan figures stand really well.
Yes, they do.
I have them on a shelf right now, and there's no question if they're going to fall, because I'd be worried if this was on a more like a Legends figure that could knock over. If it falls off the shelf, is the head going to break? These things aren't going nowhere.
They're not a little bit top heavy with that solid plastic head at the top?
No, because their legs and joints are so stiff and their feet just are flat on the ground and have a wide base.
All right. That's the one compliment you get.
And the Captain America one did come with a shield.
Oh, wow.
But really, if you're going to spend the $45, I don't see it being worth it on the Titan figure. It's a great concept that they need to step up and put it on a Legends figure. Allow us to have a greater choice of characters. You know, they make so many dang Titans. I don't know why I couldn't be an unmasked Spider-Man, or I couldn't be a Hulk and just paint my face green or something like that. Or Hawkeye. I mean, why couldn't I be Hawkeye?
Who wants to be Hawkeye? Come on.
Well, I think this is a couple of different things. This is them testing out the waters for interest in something like this, for one. And two, 3D printing is kind of in its infancy. We talked about this before, like how you said, you know, you were into printing way back in the dot matrix days. And it's shocking how far we've come with just home inkjet printing.
Look at what Sideshow's doing with Epson ink.
Yeah, they're selling it for $80 a pop now. So, well, the same thing with 3D printing. But no, I think in 5 years' time, you know, they're going to refine this. And sure, you'll be able to do a lot of things. Maybe they'll even make it so they scan you quick and get the 3D model made up there and you can manipulate it yourself a little bit there. Pick the color of skin you want. Put on some accessories if you want glasses or a cowl of certain times or a mask. You know, it could go really cool places, but right now it's not there yet.
No. But the 3D plus me statues are worth it. They're not perfect. They do have this dot matrixy look to them, very much so. But the superhero me's, yeah, they're just far, far worse than that. So if we had paid for the super awesome me's, I'd be bummed that I wasted the money. Whereas while I realize 3D printing will only get better, these 3D plus me statues are still going to be cool.
Now, they are doing kind of a tour here and there with the super awesome me. They're appearing in Sam's Clubs and Walmart. And they also have permanent structures inside of the FAO Schwarz and Toys R Us in New York City, which that's the flagship Toys R Us in Times Square. So if you're in New York, you could go get one or watch for it in your Walmart or Sam's Club. I know it's been in a few Walmarts up in Chicago and Illinois.
Yeah, I just wouldn't recommend it. But maybe I'm too picky. If you really think these look good, take a look at the photos. Let us know what you think. Come to our forums and tell us if you think we're being too hard on Super Awesome Me. I just think it's a kind of lame me.
It's the title of your forthcoming documentary.
No, that's Super Awesome Like Me.
Nice.
And then finally, I got a new statue in this week.
This isn't news.
But what's news is it's a brand new company that I've never ordered a quarter scale statue from before. The quarter scale Marvel statues are a surprisingly crowded line for things that cost anywhere from $400 to $1,400. You wouldn't think there's a whole lot of companies doing that. There are. There are like four or five different companies making quarter scale Marvel statues. But I had never purchased one of the Gentle Giant ones. We've seen them at Comic-Con. We've never seen, I don't think, a final one. We always see the prototypes and the early versions. But when they came out last year, when they came out early this year, around the time of the release of Captain America the Winter Soldier, with the Black Widow that was made from a 3D scan of Scarlett Johansson scanned for that movie, and the fact that Sideshow wasn't doing a Black Widow for that movie, yet they did the Captain America, and add to that, I found it on sale and AFX price match. So I got it for $100 off the MSRP of $399. I got it for $299. I went ahead and pre-ordered it. It came in this week, and I thought we'd give it some talking. Everybody who's listened to the show knows I'm pretty deep in on the Sideshow Premium format quarter scale. And so I was really curious how I'd feel about Gentle Giants. We've talked on the show about the bases, their clear acrylic, and how the statue really measures up.
And you really love Black Widow.
And yet I don't like ScarJo. It's really weird.
That is a weird dynamic.
It is. I only like her when she's playing Black Widow. I mean, she's good in a couple other movies. She's a decent actress, but just not a fan.
Well, my first question would be, I know on Sideshow, their quarter scale format stuff, they do a mixture of, you know, polystone and plastic and clothing. So is this all sculpted or is she wearing actual fitted clothes here?
I got to give this some serious credit. This is all polystone.
Wow.
But
wow.
To look at it, you wouldn't know it.
No, I thought that she was wearing a jumpsuit.
It is wrinkled in all the right spots. It has give in all the right spots. The belt actually flares out at a point. The knee pads shift a little bit. It is an astoundingly well-sculpted polystone statue that looks... I mean, I had to touch it in a couple different spots. I'm like, is the
knee... I bet you did.
I was like, is this knee really stone? Is that zipper really molded? Yeah, it all is.
That is impressive. Because honestly, when I was asking that question, I was expecting you to say, no, yeah, she's got an outfit on over a polystone body.
Yeah, that's looking at it what I'd expect. And that's one of the issues with Sideshows is sometimes the belts can shift. You got to position them just right. Sometimes the outfits don't fit just right or have some weird give. None of that problem here. By the same token, there's none of the display options here. When this comes, it is a solid piece except for the two guns that go in the holsters on the side that you put in and then you attach it to the base. And she's in a weird position, but they've gone one up on, say, what Sideshow does, where I have the leaning statue issue. It came with a screw that I had to screw into the bottom. It was a little tricky to actually do, and it had to be really snug to stop it from rocking a little if I touched it, but at least it's attached in with a screw from the bottom, so I don't have to worry about it leaning and tilting.
Hmm.
The face, I think, looks tremendously like her. I just like her from the movie.
See, I came in your studio and I kind of looked at it head on. I'm like, it doesn't look like her from the front, but from the side it did. But then now that she's further away, I think it looks more like her. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you're looking at a shrunk down version of an actual scan of her face. So like you have to get in the right distance before it makes sense to your brain.
Well, also keep in mind, while this is a digital scan, it's still the painting and things is done by artists who have to still make it look like her. Just because you have the right shape doesn't mean you can necessarily recreate it. You've got to touch it up and make it look right for the size and paint it correctly. And I think they've done an amazing job with that. She just has, the one thing I'll say is a very bored look on her face. Like, yeah, you're scanning me. How many times do I have to just stand here? This is not about the art. This is not about my craft.
Yeah, there is no expression in her face other than, come on, let's move this along.
Uh-huh. Which is a pretty good expression for somebody with a giant rifle in her hands. But man, the detail here, the hair, it's got like different shades in it between black and brown. And one thing that amazed me, I have never in my life seen a statue with fingernails that were so dang accurate that looked like a human fingernail. I'm taking my macro shots. I'm like, oh my God, that looks like a human thumb.
See, for all those details they got right, though, I feel like you glossed over the hair a little bit. To me, I'm looking at this hair thinking, that looks out of scale. You know, like I've seen statues with better sculpted hair than this. It almost looks too big to be realistic.
It seems to, now that you've pointed it out, flare around the head a little bit too much. Like it's not laying natural.
Well, even the individual strands or clumps of strands seem out of scale. It almost seems like a wig of, like, yarn or something.
I think it's because you're seeing really, really close-up shots I took. And in person, it doesn't have that bad of a feel. It just looks kind of like comb tracks.
Okay. From the sides is where I'm seeing it. Looking at the front-on view where it's kind of framing under her face, that looks a little better. Looks like they've put more time and effort into making it look like individual strands there.
The only issues I have with the statue itself are really minor ones. I noticed a couple spots where it looks like there were some paint errors on one of the knees coming right out of the box. Either it's scratched because the base is a giant base that goes down next to the statue because it's so thick in the box. I can't tell if the knee has a minor scratch or if it's a paint error. There's a couple other spots on her outfit where the paint is just a little bit more glossy and it looks like a minor paint error. And the guns in the holsters were really problematic. I actually was taking a video of me doing this, and one gun seems like it was a little too wide. It wouldn't go in either holster really well. And finally, I was able to get it into the side holster. I don't think it's ever coming out again, though. It might have scratched something going in, but it's something inside a holster that's not visible. So, and it's not like a sideshow where I could pose her with the gun. The gun is only meant to go in the holster. So I don't know why they didn't just sculpt it in there and make it one piece.
Because it gave you something to do.
Gave me something to complain about.
Yes.
The other thing I have with this is it felt really small for a quarter scale statue. And it took me a little while to realize why that is.
Is it because she's a tiny woman?
Yeah.
We met her, though, and she's barely taller than me.
She's 5'3", so she's a little taller than you. But compared to the quarter-scale statues I'm used to dealing with, which are 6 feet shrunk down, this is a few inches shorter. It's about the size of a Sideshow Comic Cat in height, but that's because it's to scale. They also made a quarter-scale Captain America, so here she will be 5'3", and he'll be 6'2". But for this piece, my immediate reaction was, oh, that's not as big as I expected.
See, I really wish I had a shot with an apple in it right now so I could... We always make fun of him for doing it, but it is helpful.
Hold on.
That's actually a pretty good size, but I can see how you would think it might be a little bit bigger just thinking about your other quarter scales.
Yeah. Just when I took it out, I was like, oh, this is not as tall as most of them. I sometimes have a problem photographing them against the backdrop. She was a little taller than a 12-inch figure. I mean, I took a picture of her next to some 10-inch Titans, and she's a few inches taller than that. But usually a quarter scale, I think 18 to 20 inches, she's probably sitting at around 16.
So, to me, I kind of dig the acrylic base, especially for the bottom part. But when she's sitting on a shelf, you can't really see the cubes that she's lifting her leg on.
No, it's just weird, isn't it?
It looks like she's, like, was running. I don't know. It's just, I would almost want something real there. Some, you know, box crates or something to have her foot resting on.
I have talked many times on the show, every time they put something out, about how I'm not sure how I feel about this clear base. And when I got it out, it was so weird because it's been a long time since I've opened an acrylic assembled item. And that smell of acrylic glue punches you in the nose. It's a great smell. I mean, for some reason, I like it, but it's distinct. And it was like, wow, I haven't smelled that in years. And I put it down and I'm like, oh, the cubes. It's kind of reminiscent of the 3D Systems logo who Gentle Giant owns. I'm like, are they trying to make their logo the base? It was cool in the way in the photo studio it would reflect and refract light. It did something cool there. On a white shelf with a white wall, it becomes really invisible.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think it detracts from the whole thing. It just doesn't work. I look at what XM Systems does. I look at what Sideshow does. Just having something, be it black, be it an X-Men logo, be it a S.H.I.E.L.D. logo, whatever, adds so much more than this clear plastic.
Those would work if they were a good smoky gray, because I think it would add to the statue and just make her really pop. As it is now, you kind of look at her like, oh, is she supposed to be like floating on air? Oh, okay. I see what's going on now. You know what I mean?
Keep it neutral, but use a darker Lexan or whatever, you know, that would be cool.
The worst part is this very clear plastic shows every fingerprint. And after just one day in the photo studio, the few specks of dust it had accumulated started to be visible, far more than any other statue I've ever owned.
Oh, I know what you can do. You know how you can make those boxes more visible? Use your extra Rocket Raccoon stickers from the Lego set.
There you go. That's a great idea, Justin. Way to be a thinker.
Have her stand on an I love the 80s.
I think that's the solution right there.
So, really, with the base the way it is, and it's a weird pose to have her leg so high up. My guess of how they did this is they just scanned her like they always do, which is they put the little ping pong balls on her and do a 360 scan of her in a neutral pose. And then for the effects work, they can take that body and do whatever they want with it. Well, they took that body and bent that leg up at a really high angle. Like, she's doing some serious yoga to bend that tight. But then it's a really weird pose overall, and on this clear base, it just comes off feeling cheaper than the sideshow stuff.
Acrylic never looks expensive, is the problem.
Yeah, it looks like the thing that you put the expensive thing on, like in jewelry stores.
Exactly.
And I like that Gentle Giant doesn't want to detract from their expensive thing, the statue, with an overly ornate base. As I'd mentioned before, with their Star Wars stuff, they went uniform black bases, and I thought that worked really well. But with this acrylic, I just don't think it's that great, which is a shame because, honestly, I think the statue itself is of a bit higher quality. I don't have a fear that this is going to topple. Their slight paint errors are an even wash with what I usually get from Sideshow, but the sculpting of the outfit, the facial likeness, seems like a step up. But that base just robs it of so much power and impact that, to me, I think Gentle Giant statues are going to remain an also-ran, where I may get one or two. I'm still eyeing that man thing, and if that Rocket and Groot comes down in price, I could see myself getting it. The base is not a deterrent for me ever buying their statues again. It's not that bad. But given that they're the same price as these other quarter-scale statues, I think the overall package, not the statue itself, but when you include the base, it becomes the least impressive of all quarter-scale licensees. It's a shame. If they changed up the base, if they even went to basic black or, like you guys said, a smoky gray, they would best Sideshow hands down. I don't know that anyone can best XM Studios, but I don't have one of those in my hands yet, but we'll find that out next year.
Oh, edit with some spray paint, you'll be all right.
It's a good piece. I'm not returning it or anything like that, but I'm certainly glad. I feel it's more worth the $300 I paid than the $400 they wanted.
Right.
Oh, definitely. Because part of the fun of these is a really kick-ass vase. Even if it's a plain vase, like what's on your She-Hulk and Psylocke, it doesn't detract from the figure and you don't really notice. It's just kind of there. But then you've got like Deadpool, which his vase like totally rocks and fits with him. And, you know, even your Storm, just a nice base that's kind of innocuous. And then you get that and you're just like, okay. It makes it look cheap.
It does. It's acrylic, but it just looks very plasticky. And I think what's weird is the way the squares come together. It does make a cool refraction, but it almost looks like I put them there. Like I didn't line them up right.
Right. No, but I can see it both ways. Like you said, I mean, if somebody's a strict Sideshow collector or somebody's a strict Gentle Giant collector in this scale, you know, you're going to want consistency throughout that. So if all of a sudden they started doing more realistic bases over on Gentle Giant side, then you're kind of getting your chocolate and your peanut butter and you don't know which is which.
Yeah, I can see this as where Gentle Giant's trying to say this is what sets us apart. We want the focus to be the character. But if that's the case, having the character interact with an invisible base is an odd choice.
Yeah, that pose was not the right way to go.
Because if you look at some of the others, the base is literally invisible. I mean, if you look at some of their Iron Mans or that Rocket and Groot, you'd almost think there isn't a base. If you put it in a dark room or on a white shelf, it would almost look like the base isn't there. Whereas this, it's really trying to draw attention to the base, and yet it's not a great thing to draw attention to.
It's like Wonder Woman's flying jet.
I'm telling you, Justin, it's all about that base.
It is about that base.
At least she's not sitting on the squares and doing like a school portrait pose or something, like a senior portrait.
I'll say this, though. It is a badass figure. I love the sniper rifle she's holding, all the detail on it. I mean, you know what this made me really wish that they'd done? A Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this figure carries with it more badassness than any of the sideshow figures I have. And nobody made a quarter scale movie Winter Soldier. And if you took that sniper rifle or something and put it in the hands of Winter Soldier when he was doing the sniping and things, you could have such a badass Bucky. I mean, seriously, that's all I kept thinking when I'm photographing Black Widow. Is it weird that I'm taking pictures of ScarJo but thinking of Bucky?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah, I'm really surprised nobody came out with a Bucky statue of him standing there having just caught Cap's shield.
See, I told Arnie the other day that's the most badass scene in the entire movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's iconic now, and I'm surprised there's not a statue representing that.
Yeah, there's so many things you could do with a great Winter Soldier. I mean, we got the Hot Toys coming, which is really going to be amazing, but there's just not a statue of that in that line. I'm not saying that they won't do it. Sideshow every so often pulls one out, like, hey, around the time of Avengers, let's do a Black Widow from Iron Man 2. And actually, it shipped a year after Avengers. I mean, sometimes they'll go back to the old stuff. Maybe we'll get a Winter Soldier, but if Gentle Giant did it, that would be the one piece I wouldn't hesitate to order from them. It would be a nice movie Winter Soldier, because the gun here, it's just, it is truthfully the most badass Black Widow statue I have. As in, she looks tough. And with that, that is our show for this week, our last regular show for the year. Our next two shows are going to be our annual year in review and 2015. Well, I'm getting old. In preview. And we have some special guests lined up for that, including one who, if you're a Marvel collector, you've probably know this man, but he's not been on our show before. We're very excited to have him.
Yeah, I always look forward to looking back on the year and remembering all the things that we bought and made fun of Arnie for buying.
There's very little of that this year, I have you know.
There, that's true. It's gotten better year over year.
That buy less trash resolution.
Yes, it's working.
I bought a couple pullback racers and I enjoyed them, damn it.
So all that and more on the next Marvelicious Toys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade toys in the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4. That's 803-627-8354. Or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MARVELICIOUSTOYS.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Marvelicious Podcast video enhancement by Andrew, Daryl, Josh, and Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Photo editing by Curtis and Jeff. Announcements by Brock. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at swactionnews.com. If you want to hear reviews of every movie ever based on Marvel Comics, check out those reviews and hundreds more on the Now Playing Podcast at nowplayingpodcast.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2014, all rights reserved, and no part of this show may be reproduced, repurposed, or redistributed without the written permission of Venganza Media Incorporated.
Right now on Amazon, the Milano set is loading. If you could see me, my finger is spinning with the chrome circle. Loading. waiting for z-ecximages.amazon.com.
Wowzers.
Refreshing. Waiting for z.ecximages. What the hell?
Should I go pee while we're doing this?
$70.99.
Yeah, so the $80 one.
Yeah. Oh, $69.97.
All right.
A box arrives from Play Imaginative, and I'm like, oh, there's my MODOK. Open it up.
No.
It is a
MODOK. It's from 3D Me, not Play Imaginative.
You're right, you're right. Never, a box will never arrive from Play Imaginative.
No, they took my money.
Played the stock market.
So you're eyeing the man thing?
I think he thought if he just kept talking that
I know, that's what he's just trying to like filibuster me here.
And then he got into like talking about the package, and if you take the base into consideration, like wow. This is just
he really tried. He's so cute.
He's either masterful at this or very dense about it. I'm not sure which it is.
He's dense. Because when I was making dick jokes with Tracy Lords, he's completely oblivious to it. I spent like 5 minutes making dick jokes with her and Courtney Gaines.
And here I'm trying to be not inappropriate around Tracy Lords, thinking that I don't want to be that guy.
I was completely inappropriate with her, and it was fun. We had a good time.